Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From the Apostrophe Podcast Network.
Aggressor Adventures. For over 35 years, we've designed adventure vacations around the world, helping travelers experience the majesty of the oceans and the call of the wild on our dive trips, river cruises, and safaris. From the Galapagos Islands and the South Pacific to the land of the Faroes on the Nile River, with personalized service in every vacation destination. Aggressor. Adventures of a lifetime.
You're surviving life with Les Stroud.
I'm working on jealousy. I'm not into hate. I'm working on anger, 'cause I'm not into rage.
This is part two of my interview and morning coffee and jam session with the artist known as Aradia. And again, like before, it's really more of a chill morning with coffee and a couple of musicians kind of moment, not so much an interview. Inasmuch as it has been a privilege and honor for me to meet a lot of well-known artists and creators, it's equally so to meet many talented artists over the course of my lifetime that aren't so well-known, but who are every bit as talented, and they just keep on giving. I have many artist friends like this, and the new one in recent years is Aradia. The best thing for me about Aradia as an artist is you can't pin her down to one thing. She keeps on creating, keeps on bearing her soul, keeps on inspiring women and girls and men too. And that is always to be admired in an artist, someone who just keeps the output and outflow of their creativity happening. To help you understand her now, she describes herself as a conscious indie-tronica artist. From her Facebook page, Aradia Music, her introduction reads thusly. Aradia is a self-produced, multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter that brings something with originality and depth to the world of alternative pop. Her progressive building arrangements echo elements of Robin, Marina, Blondie, and Roosevelt, artfully blending new disco, 80s guitar rock, and modern electronica. Born in the New York City metropolitan area and studying music from early childhood, she, after a sojourn to Seattle and Los Angeles, where she fine-tuned her craft and her sound, went back to New York City to focus on live performances and to release a string of anthemic singles. She now continues to do so from Long Island Sound in Connecticut. Well, what I got to experience of Aradia was purely solo and acoustic. No drum machines, no Blondie. Not that I have anything against Blondie. I don't want to break her heart of glass. I was just happy to discover Aradia's ability to mellow out and in doing so, express a soft and sultry voice, easily perfect for a coffee house anywhere, anytime. To set the stage, we were in my living room with Peter Cleese joining us on guitar, and what you're about to hear is some early morning, very loose jamming. Minimal chatting also. Just a fun coffee-induced morning jam session. These are the words of Aradia.
Oh yeah, I mean, there are times when I wake up and the dream is so strong and so frightening that the only way I can deal with it is to write it all out. And sometimes it'll take me 2 hours of my day before I can function. I just have to get it out.
What if you stopped having chocolate cake before bed?
I know times are hard, we've been feeling down.
When you keep your mind on the good things, things really do get better.
While the world goes around, but we can't place the sound of what's coming over me.
Don't you love watching songwriters like live, you know, like a Stevie Nicks or somebody, when they explain each individual song?
Yes.
That whole new series that started about 20 years ago, it's just cool. This cool factor is you go, wow, well, she wrote that because of this and that wasn't supposed to happen and they played a wrong chord, but it worked really well. That's really, there's just always cool stories, you know?
It's true.
I'm a firm believer that write songs for a reason. And I certainly do. So I love hearing the story. So tell me the story of this next piece.
The next song
is
called...
It Better Be Deep.
That song's about going to the beach.
This next song was like, I wanted like a good beat and you could dance to it. And so I wrote this song.
This one's about making a sandcastle.
I think I said that recently in a post. I said, you know, that the phrase, it's got a good beat and you can dance to it, never applied to a song that really touched your soul. All right,
I guess that's true. You wouldn't say that about it if it did. Okay, so this song is called Blank. It's another dark one from back in the day. This is from my, you know, tragic, extremely young person days. This one actually was playing repeatedly in my dreams for a while. I am blessed with some wonderful dreams that are sort of post-apocalyptic. And this was the soundtrack to some of those dreams.
You have post-apocalyptic dreams?
Yeah.
And you're a Trekkie.
Yes.
This is all painting a picture.
Probably not a very good one.
It's landing somewhere. I'm just trying to figure out where it's all going to land.
Yeah. I've turned a couple of the recurring dreams into short stories that I'm talking to some people about making films about. And it's mainly just to get them out so that they go away. So this one was just kind of haunting me for a while. And I finally got it out there. And I used to play it with my full band.
A lot of artists do that. A lot of artists record their dreams. I mean, Sting's famous for it, you know, keeping the journal beside the bed,
yep,
sort of thing, and writing it down. And I've never really done that, but it sounds like you at least dabble with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are times when I wake up and the dream is so strong and so frightening that the only way I can deal with it is to write it all out. And sometimes it'll take me 2 hours of my day before I can function. I just have to get it out.
What if you stopped having chocolate cake before bed?
My life would probably end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that still has to happen. But then the dreams come.
Yes.
Okay. So this one?
Yeah. So Blank.
This is Blank.
Yes.
Go for it.
Well,
were talking earlier about strong women. The dilemma that you face as a woman trying to present a darker, stronger, lyrical message. Well, you can't do that. You're pretty. You need to do pretty songs. And we want to be able to dance to it. Up in Canada, we have Buffy St. Marie. What about Joni Mitchell? There's been a tremendous amount of really cool women artists who have strong voices, who kind of aren't afraid to say, no, this is the shit, and I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to tell you about it. Helen Reddy, yeah. And I do like those voices. You know, I love hearing them because you don't expect to hear it from a woman. So what we did, what Peter and I did, we wanted to do a cover. And remember I talked earlier about that blend, that combination of yin and yang and masculine and feminine energy as artists. Joni's energy is still ultimately quite feminine, I think. And so let's do a cover of one of her songs. Problem is, A, lots of people have. B, the tendency is to go kind of jangly and kind of capture her. And I thought, there's no way. I gotta drop it all down and just start from scratch again. What do I do? And it took a long time. I knew I wanted to do this song. Took a long time to figure out how to do it. And then one day I went, what about? And I was in a dark mood. And it's a dark song if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I changed the lyrics at the end, so you'll see what I'm talking about. But Peter, you want to
Oh, you changed? Wanna bring wow, okay. What a fascinating project,
there's,
by the way.
There's two times now I've sacrilegiously changed lyrics of brilliant artists. One is this song with Joni Mitchell, and then I did a cover of a Bruce Coburn song.
Okay.
Who in Canada is, he's Canadian royalty. And lyrically, he's ridiculously strong and intelligent. You start changing his lyrics, that's like you're treading on hallowed ground.
Yeah, you're inviting fire and brimstone there.
Yeah, but I'm still, I've got just enough yang in me to go, I don't care. Going to do it anyway. Okay. And anyway, Joni, the last verse in this song had to be kind of fixed.
I can't wait to hear it.
In
okay.
a way. Peter, you all set over there?
I believe so. Paved paradise with a parking lot. Big hotels, boutiques, and swinging hot spots. Don't it always seem to go? Don't know what you've got till it's gone. Paved paradise, parking lot. Hey farmer, put away your DDT now. Leave the spots on my apples. Give me the birds and the bees. Don't it always seem to go? Don't know what you've got till it's gone. Paved paradise, parking lot. Paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Last week, I heard a gavel slam. The man from the government took away all my land.
Don't it always seem to go? Don't know what you've got till it's gone. You paved paradise with a parking lot. You paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Don't it always seem to go? Don't know what you've got till it's gone.
There you go. Nice and dark. The way Joni meant it to be.
That was badass.
If you like this podcast, please be sure to check out my interview with prolific and immensely talented artist Pearson Ross on Surviving Life with Les Stroud. You know what? Aggressor Adventures, while being the largest liveaboard dive operation in the world, is so much more. They have safaris and excursions to the corners of the globe, exciting opportunities to see vast archaeology, history, and natural wonders. I've been traveling and diving with them for years, and I cannot endorse them enough for being simply the best there is at making sure your worldwide adventure is a safe, comfortable, and exciting one. Take it from a guy who has done a lot of adventuring. Who do I travel with on my vacations? Aggressor Adventures. You're surviving life with Les Stroud.
Believe it or not, you know, this is one of the things about being an artist, being a creator, that you can get pigeonholed really quickly. A survivor man, I'm ultimately always pigeonholed as
survivor man.
And it's not that I'm not proud of that, but I've always put out the fact that, hey, I'm not a one-trick pony. You know, that's just something that I did or that I do. For me to sing about nature, you're expecting that I'm going to pick up a guitar and I'm going to go...
Not expect that, I will have you know.
Well, and I just always want to challenge that pigeonholing and just saying, you know, the new albums is rock. There's a track like that, you know, taking a Joni song, sacrilegiously changing some lyrics on Joni and doing it dark and bluesy like
that. Yeah,
it
was,
you know,
freaking awesome.
What you got? What's your last track for us?
This is a song that I wrote around the same time that I wrote that song Blue that I sang to the orphans. I wrote this song to get myself out of the way I was feeling about life, which was, you know, the way I was feeling about the reality of my life as it was that day. And the song is called For the Better. And one of the things this song taught me was something that I always believed, but I had to kind of prove to myself through a number of processes, including writing and singing this song, is that when you keep your mind on the good things, things really do get better.
There was so much stuff out there in the media and so on in the last couple of years, especially specifically ever since the production of the film The Secret, of the law of attraction, of thoughts become things and all of that. Do you live that way? Do you, and it's okay if the answer is no, by the way, don't just go with this, but do you live believing you are affecting the outcome of your life in a very powerful, significant way? Or is it fate and you're fated to and resign yourself to whatever may happen? Which part of Forrest Gump do you go with, sort of thing?
I'm a Jedi. I believe in the Force. Mm. And I know that's sacrilege because I'm also a Trekkie. But no, I really do believe that I know.
You're like dual citizenship.
I crossed the streams.
Comic-Con dual citizenship.
In a big way, yeah.
Well, how do you dress? You wouldn't like, you'd be
it's
like
confusing.
You could go half Trekkie and half Star Wars.
Nope. I got to pick a day.
Obi-Wan Kirk.
That's... tear in the space-time continuum. Mm. I really do. So I believe it's a weird combination of both. So I believe 150% that I am the maker of my own destiny, that I'm my thoughts are impacting my life and the path thereof in a profound way. But I also believe that some things are going to happen. And the weird thing about that is I believe that, well, I don't want to go like too off the rails, but basically I do believe in past lives. I believe that we choose the path that we're going to take in this life. And so I think that we predestine things for ourselves before we
as a get soul, here.
Yeah. We say like, you're going to do this. So this might be some end point, right? We have a series of endpoints. And so we decide those endpoints before. And they're not really endpoints. They're just milestones, I should say. The way that we get there is totally up to us as we are right now.
Or if we get there.
Exactly. You can totally screw yourself out of your destiny. I totally believe that.
Do you visualize?
All the time.
See that.
She said change for the better.
And then the I fucked change. Up for the worse.
One, two, one, two, three.
Thank you. awesome.
I thought Peter might jump on top of that.
On top of it.
Yeah.
Just give you. You like it. I like to mix it up.
This podcast is, as the saying used to go, brought to you by Aggressor Adventures. Choose your adventure. Surviving Life with Les Stroud is presented by the Apostrophe Podcast Network and is mixed by Keith Ullman. You're surviving life with me, Les Stroud. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Survivor Man Les Stroud, as I have hundreds of videos there and more going up every week. From Survivor Man Archive to Bigfoot to wild harvesting tips to urban disaster survival, it's all there and it's all free. My brand new series, Wild Harvest, featuring local foraging and turning those wild edibles into sumptuous dishes, is now on National Geographic Asia, PBS stations in the United States, and Cottage Life Television in Canada. The brand new special, Surviving Disasters with Les Stroud, is now on a PBS station near you in the United States or on my YouTube channel. And my brand new children's book, Wild Outside, written for your kids. It's all about getting your kids into the out of doors. And it's out now. Google it. I'm an easy find on Google for those and so much more that I produce during any given year, no matter what's happening on the world stage. We'll figure this life out. Together. Cue that ripping harmonica solo, Keith.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.